In this tutorial, we will review the information and features that are available from the Medication Detail screen. The Medication Detail screen is organized into multiple different sections to help your office easily record and review all of the information that is needed for an individual prescription. This screen will include prescription information such as drug facts, interactions or contraindications, pharmacy details, and important medication dates. The first section of the medication detail screen that we will review is the prescription information. Once a medication has been selected from the medication selection screen, all of the information that was displayed in the selection listing will default into the prescription information section of the detail screen. The name of the medication that you selected will be displayed in the first field at the top of the prescription information section. The name of the medication that you selected will be displayed in the first field at the top of the prescription information section. Below the medication name, you will notice the prescription strength and form will be listed. Please note that all of the fields labels in this section also act as interactive links that will allow you to easily adjust the prescription to the individual patient's needs. To adjust the prescription strength, click over the link, and a pop-up will appear where you can select from a list of other medication strengths that are available. The strength field will not be available for adjustment if you are refilling a prescription. This is because when the strength of a current medication is changed, it is defined as a new medication. Therefore, you should discontinue and replace the existing medication with a new prescription with the alternative strength. This is because when the strength of a current medication is changed, it is defined as a new medication. Therefore, you should discontinue and replace the existing medication with a new prescription with the alternative strength. And replace the existing medication with a new prescription with the alternative strength. With the alternative strength. And replace the existing medication with a new prescription with the alternative strength. The quantity displays the amount of medication contained in the prescription. When creating a new prescription, the quantity that you have most frequently prescribed for the When creating a new prescription, the quantity that you have most frequently prescribed for the specific drug will default into the quantity field. You can click the quantity link to select from a list of other amounts that are available for that medication. The number of refills will always be one less than the total amount dispensing. The total amount dispensing will always represent the sum of the initial script along with the number of refills that are being requested for the prescription. A maximum daily dose is always required when prescribing a controlled substance. A maximum daily dose is always required when prescribing a controlled substance. This dosage should be entered into the SIG field or into a note to the pharmacy if the medication is e-prescribed. If necessary, you can use the next field to set a number of days before the prescription will automatically be discontinued. You can click the date link below to access the patient's most recent vitals information. The patient's weight will also be displayed in this field to assist in any prescribing decisions. You can click the diagnosis link to select the appropriate diagnosis codes from the diagnosis selection screen. If you entered the medication detail screen from a progress note, Any diagnosis codes that were added from a plan per assessment will automatically be added to the prescription. The SIG field is where you can enter the specific prescribing directions. The information in this field can be entered via free text, or you can click over it. The SIG field is where you can enter your specific prescribing directions. The information in this field can be entered via free text, or you can click over the SIG link to access the SIG Writer. The SIG Writer allows you to select from a list of written instructions that the provider has already used for the medication being prescribed, or you can create a new or you can create a new SIG using the quick click options or by free texting the instructions. Clicking the Dispenses Written checkbox will indicate to the pharmacy that the prescription must be filled to the exact specifications requested. The Signature checkbox must be clicked in order to have the prescription sent via faxing or e-prescribing. If you prefer, you can set your install options so that this field is automatically signed by the provider listed in the prescriber field at the time that the script is faxed or e-prescribed. Finally, the information button at the top of this section will allow you to access additional information on the drug being prescribed, such as adverse effects and reactions, the pricing and manufacturer, and an image of the medication. The next section of the medication detail screen that we will review is the notification section. The notification section provides interactive links to information regarding the interactions and precautions associated with the medication selected. All of the notification links are color-coded based on their severity. The color of this section's border will indicate the most severe alert status. The color blue will indicate a minor interaction. The color orange indicates that the interaction is moderate, and the color red will indicate a severe alert. The types of notifications that will appear in this section include clinical decision support, precautions for at-risk patients, drug-to-drug or drug-to-food interactions, and any of the patient's known allergies. You can click on the Allergies link to access the patient's allergy summary screen. The reviewed on date below the Allergies alert represents the date that the patient's allergies were last reviewed. The reviewed on date can be updated to the current date by clicking over the link. It is very important that you review the notification section to ensure that the appropriate prescribing decisions are made. The button above the prescription information section will only be available when the prescription already exists. These buttons will not be displayed when setting up a new medication.